is Podtacular, episode 183, Customs and Creations, for the week of March 15th, 2009.
When you're in the mood to podcast and you're doing all the Halo news and reviews, when you want to pwn noobs like me, like Greg Lewis, host of Podtacular along with Dustin and Crypto, eat a Hot Pocket, or specifically my favorite, the Lean Pockets with pepperoni. Go ahead and eat them and pwn the noobs.
Hot Pocket's not responsible for any guests that anybody have.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight. It's come down to just chill with me. A battle will decide our destiny.
Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular. I am Dustin.
I'm Jesus.
And I am Captain Planet.
There's always a pause. It's always like, I'm Dustnorm, I'm Cryptoflix, and I'm Glitchy Lewis, and then there's
I'm Captain Planet.
There's some random like guest, yeah, no.
I don't know. I want the next guest host next week. We can't say who it is, but I know you're listening. Don't do that. Don't do it.
I'm sorry.
No, it just sounds like a gap, but it's pretty much internet lag. That's pretty much all it is.
Should I just leave? Did I ruin the show? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
No, we just incur a $50 fine, that's all.
Mm. Yeah, it's fine. At the end of the show.
Yes.
And if you don't make it through the end, it's $150.
So. That's the money I used to buy my Hot Pockets. That's not cool.
Hey, man, you signed a contract, man. You shouldn't have signed it. All right? We're sorry. You signed the contract. You're in the contract now. You can't do anything about it. Sorry, bro.
I didn't sign it with my name, though. I signed it with, like, Family Guy.
That's fine. Like
Peter Griffin.
But you still signed it.
We got you on camera. So.
It's a binding contract.
It's binding. And by binding, we mean we own you.
Anyway.
Now we need you to have 10 ideas on how the pro clans could be better. Ace stat. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Anyway, welcome, everybody.
Yes, welcome. Welcome back.
To the unofficial Halo universe, and not the unofficial gaming universe podcast. I want to remind everybody out there.
Anyway. Yes, G, the Greg Man Lewis over here in the left corner.
We had a very interesting today was the day we did a conference with a few of the leaders here, and I would say it'd be interesting. Hopefully some good things come from it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's be hopeful.
Okay. Anyway. Proc's not leaving. Woo!
No, actually, that's true.
Actually, he is leaving?
Kind of.
I thought he was, like, staying in a way. I mean, like, he'd be leaving for the most part.
He's staying to help, but yeah, he's leaving a majority of...
To me.
No.
Think about how bad the website's going to get. It's going to be like... It's all going to be like butt jokes and this dumb stuff the whole time.
There'll be a section...
I'm going to transfer the website to my Facebook profile, so every time you type Podtacular, it goes on my Facebook profile.
Now, there'll be many changes coming within the next month.
Yeah. Like in the open discussion forum, you can have like marijuana dealers there.
No! Drugs. No, sir. No, we do not conduct illegal activities here at Podtacular.com and or the affiliates of Podtacular.com and or the users and members and leaders of Podtacular.com do not partake in any kind of such said activities. 2009 copyright, anyway.
We have affiliates?
Mm-hmm. Affiliates.
Yeah. Are we that important that we have affiliates?
Yeah, we do.
Nah, they're, I'm they're JK. The JK.
They are in the process.
JK.
JK, JK.
Our guy who guns be JKs now. Lol.
Anyway, awful. Many of you may have noticed that CryptoFlix is not here.
Oh, he had to leave at an urgent issue just like a couple, like literally like 10 seconds ago. He just left. He was like, peace, and he left.
Our buddy across the pond is not here today.
Our better half is gone.
No, oh, we have G. Lewis. G. Lewis is here for once, though.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
And
he doesn't have a cool accent.
I like what you do with the place. I like you change the curtains. They look pretty nice. I like them.
I'm glad you approve. And you'll be able to see them more often, correct?
Oh, yes, actually, I will.
Yes. He has a new job.
Tech listeners, I would like to announce today in my very manly voice that I really don't have another excuse anymore, but I got a new job. I'll be working Sundays, so if I don't make it, it's probably a weaker excuse than I used to use, but I'll try to be here every Sunday now. Now, N-A-O.
Get to the chopper now.
I got a new job. I'm the bodyguard. Maria.
Cool.
Yeah, Dustin's now paying me to be his bodyguard, and from all the raving fans that he gets while walking to class, I'm gonna beat him off with a battle rifle. Like, bah! I'm gonna BXB on the face.
Wait, BXB doesn't work in Halo 3 though.
Oh, way to ruin the moment.
I thought I was kind of stepping in there for you since you were slacking on your job.
Oh, that hurts a little bit. Maybe if I was getting paid, I'd actually put
into it. You are getting paid.
Signed the contract. You guys own me. You can like give me money and then take it.
See, now you admit to sign the contract, so now we can do whatever we want.
I really hate you guys.
Hey, anyway. Sandwich now, okay? Thank you. Nice. Turkey on rye. Don't skimp on the mayo. Alrighty? Thank you.
Pseudo.
Why are you still sitting there?
Pseudo, put the mayo on there.
Look, you know what? I need you to vacuum those new curtains, by the way, because they're getting a little dusty, all right? You know? Jesus Christ.
Anyway, our guest host, as G. Lewis says.
Oh, what are you trying to say?
Nothing, our guest.
I was going to say, as always. I was like, yes. No.
As always, harassing our guests. What?
Like, I hope not always. This guy sucks.
Now, our guest today is Captain Planet Active.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm taking pollution on zero, all that. You know how I do.
How did you come up? Okay, you know, I got to ask. How did you come up with the gamer tag? Was it from the show or was it from something else?
No, it was – I think I made it 2 years ago. My brother made it, and then I purchased it from him because he's like, oh, Captain Planet. I'm like, okay. Captain Planet works, I guess.
Cool.
Originally it was going to be Care Bears, but we decided on Captain Planet.
What's your other name that you go by, though? I believe you have two.
I go by AA Dude on the forums.
Yes.
And what's some people mean? Call me. Actually, I kind of copied off my brother. My brother made a...
What? Dude, your brother's a cool dude. I need to meet your brother. I don't even know. Like, it's just like you're less than a mere image of your brother. So why do you like Hot Pockets? Well, my brother likes them, and he really likes the ham and cheese one. So I think I like the ham and cheese one as well.
Yes.
Is that kind of right?
If you're used
off the bridge, would you jump off the bridge too?
It depends on the bridge, though. I can visit the California bridge. I don't want to die in California because California kind of sucks. No offense to anybody from California.
Oh.
What if it was in an ATO, yo?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, we got a maybe.
What if it was in H-Town, Texas?
I'm going to auction off.
H-Town?
A suicide.
In Houston, Texas.
I like the joke from Lewis Black where he says he's been to the end of the universe, and it's in Houston, Texas, where he went to a Starbucks one day, and then he walked out of the Starbucks and looked across the street, and then he saw another Starbucks across the street. He was like, I have reached the end of the universe, and it's where I went out of a Starbucks to see a Starbucks.
Another Starbucks.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the end of the universe. Anyway.
Wouldn't that technically be the end of time?
Yeah, if you saw two Starbucks next to each other. Man, I'd just be getting double chocolate chip frappuccinos all day, man. Shoot, man, I'm getting Java chips and everything. Shoot. Getting chopped up some stuff. Minty, by the way. It's the only way to go.
Cool. Well, Captain Planet, before we ramble on some more.
Plug. Tell us how sponsors up for you guys didn't know.
Send us free copy.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you found Podtacular and what you do in the community.
Okay, I found Podtacular. Surprisingly enough, my brother recommended it to me.
Yes! I knew it!
I'm not even lying about that one.
Who's your brother?
He is at college.
Do we know him? Has he been on the site before?
I do not think so, no. He never joined the site, just listened to the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Has he at least submitted to the show?
I don't think so. He's kind of shy.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm a little bit different there.
Well, this is a challenge. You should challenge your brother to make a submission.
He, like, hates the show now. He's like, screw it. I'm not submitting this.
Aww.
No, not really. He listened for, like, a week, and then he's like, I don't know. He doesn't want to do it anymore. Doesn't want to listen.
He can't dedicate to something. He's not in the time to have commitment right now, you know. I mean, he's not really feeling commitment. He's more like an open relationship right now. He doesn't want any commitment, you know. I understand.
I can't have this in my life right now. It's too stressful.
I got too many things going on. I got like Halo to play, and I got like Hot Pockets to eat. I just can't listen to a podcast. No, man, I just can't do
that. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
I wish my day consisted of eating Hot Pockets and playing Halo, and that was it. Dude, I'd be fat.
Where would the bathroom fit into that? Because with Hot Pockets,
I'll just call my mom on like Cartman. Mom, bathroom.
Little metal sheet pan.
Oh, gosh. That would suck.
Yes, it would.
Well, for her, I mean, for me, that'd be pretty awesome. I'm gonna move. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, so your brother told you to come to the website. Did he also tell you to post and to be a guest?
No. I joined in 2006, I think, and then I posted a little bit. I was kind of a noob, so I was like using like LeadSpeak and all that stupid stuff. And then. I joined again. Well, I didn't join again, but I came back about, what was it? Like April last year, I think.
Cool.
And then I started posting a lot more. And now I am running an event called Pink Fury.
Yes.
Some of you may have attended. I know Dust Storm has been there. G-Lewis is playing MLG probably somewhere.
I've been there.
He was there for Skittles Week.
Oh, yep. Skittles, yes. That was funny.
That was pictures. My idea, by the way, guys.
No, that was my idea, actually, I thought.
No, I take credit of everything.
I put the pictures up. I made the first post. Bam, I got it.
Pics are GTFO. God dang it.
So that's every Friday at 8 Eastern. And some people have been showing up to that. It's pretty popular, I guess.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like Team Bubble Bath.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think we ever played Team Bubble Bath, but we'll probably get that in sometime.
Oh, when you leave, we play.
Yes.
we had one. I think it was like 5-on-5 with an odd man out. So it was. You mean you talk about the ultimate lag fest and your frame rate drops, but it's still fun.
Yeah.
Like it's random every week. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it'll work for 10 seconds and then your frame rate just drops.
Mm.
Let the beat drop?
It's still fun, in my opinion, though.
Yeah, well, we do different custom games. I try to get new maps and stuff every week. And sometimes I'm lazy, so I just like say, whatever, we'll play whatever.
I don't like it that you can only have 100 pieces of custom content on your
account. Yeah.
That's dumb.
Should be just like what your hard drive is, how big it is.
Yeah.
I've made that argument before, too.
You got people making new accounts and stuff just to store it on there.
I know, really.
Oh, montage clips, yeah.
Oh, I never even heard about that. I mean, that'd be a good idea.
Well, what you can do is like
I don't know if you can do it with silver. You might have to have gold. I'm not sure.
Well, wow. Actually, I think you could do it silver because you could basically go into recent films and then save it under silver accounts.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if they could record video or not, but...
Well, as long as they have the video file.
Anywho. Okay.
Anyway, yes, back to the matter at hand. This week is...
We're doing a podcast now, aren't we?
I forgot. Yeah. I said it before you.
Stop interrupting, Dutch.
Sorry.
Sign the contract so we can't kick him off. Oh, gosh.
I have to have this jerk on here for a whole show.
So I'm going to say.
Okay.
Cool. So. Well, this week is Customs and Creations. And we got quite a few submissions this week.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they're all long. They're all like
a lot of them long.
Really long.
No.
This one guy wrote, Mr. Smite 6 had to write, that was at least 2 pages in a word. That's just huge.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's big.
The ones near the bottom are big, but the ones up at the top are pretty small.
That's what she said.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, you beat me to it.
Anyway,
let's reframe.
You want to start reading these? You want to start reading?
Yeah, let's start getting to some of these, shall we?
Alrighty.
I'll go with the first one. Caden writes in. He says, "Hey, Podtacular, it's Caden here. One of the maps Kaiden. Kaiden.
Yeah, there, okay. Here's a little spelling thing. I have to correct you.
Okay,
it's like Kanye West.
That's fine. That's fine. Kaiden here. One of the maps I created on Forge is called D-Day. It's set on high ground and built along the beach. Anyway, I built 3 pill boxes.
pill
yeah.
boxes."
Sorry, I just... Okay. Yeah, 3 pill boxes, placing 2 barriers at angles.
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 Angles, kind of like this, and he has...
The shape of a V.
A forward slash and a backward slash.
Dex.
So the smaller end's on top and the wider end's on the bottom. But I left enough space between them so a machine gun turret could fit... By the way, these are short barriers, and then I placed one of the tall barriers over the top to create a pillbox. The cool thing is that I placed the tall barrier farther back on the short barrier so that technically you would have to crouch to use the machine gun. But since the game won't let you do that, then it basically zooms in and takes the turret view from a third-person view to a first-person view. And I built... Cool. I built 3 of these with single crates in between them as boundaries. So basically, if you respawn out in the water area while someone is in one of those pillboxes, you are going to get pwned. Except for the fact that starting with large crates out in the water, then the crates got smaller as they neared the beach, so that the people who spawned in the water actually have a chance. It's a really cool map, and I would have it up on my file share, but I don't have Xbox Live yet. Keep on fragging screen peeking noobs that camp and use the plasma rifle sniper rifle weapon combo.
Ooh, that's actually pretty good, man, if you can no scope. But that sounds
never
cool.
Used that.
I like
I don't need
it.
The plasma rifle. I'm too pro. I could just use the sniper. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, I like how the plasma rifle you get 3 shots off and then melee and it's like an instant kill.
Yeah, that makes me very sad. Face.
I like it. I use it quite a bit.
Very sad face.
Remind me never to play with you again, because I do not want to get hit by that, so to speak.
Anyway, next guy we got.
I don't use it that often.
Well,
okay.
Maybe we don't. we got XV Demonic VX, and he says, "Hey, Podtacular, it is a noob in the community. Lol. So my map that I am going to post today is a ghost town map called Last Defense. Pretty much, it is a map with some merging and stuff like that. It is supposed to be Reach's last stand. Like Reach, if you guys know about Halo, you know.
If you've read the books.
Good lore, where all the Spartans died on Reach. It also has a game type that you could use called... Oh, crap. I forgot the name. Oh, well. It just makes you want to look at my file share. So check out Demonic's file share at XVDemonicVX. Keep on fragging noobs driving trucks while looking at a map that has a coffee stain in the middle that says your destination is here. Skull and crossbones.
Ooh.
AKA you're dead. But thanks for submitting their ghost town map. I think Last Defense is on his file share, I think.
Oh, yeah, and just for the record, XV, there's a space after. It's XV space demonic space VX.
Right? Oh, okay.
So there's a little space. You missed a little spacey.
My bizzle.
Mm. Anyway, space.
This one's from Fungus. I don't know if it's Oz or OZ.
It's Oz.
I'm just going to say Oz. Okay. Hi, PodTac. This is Fungus Oz writing in with a cool custom map and game type. The game type is called UR, and the map is called Chuck Norris.
Oh, boy.
You're Chuck Norris, but there's a lot of these maps. It's an infection game type with one human to start with and the rest zombies. The map is a modified version of Sandtrap. The zombies have access to every single vehicle on the face of Sandtrap except tanks. Chuck Norris has a pistol he still manages to own for a while because he has instant kill and 500 damage resistance, of course. The games I've played seem to be a little unbalanced, and if anyone has any suggestions on how I can make it better, PM me, and if they work well, I will credit you in the description. It'll be in my FS, which I think it's file share, when it is completely tweaked. By the way, Duststorm HLG stands for Hidden League Gaming, and is a clan that really annoys the crap out of everyone by getting one more kill than you and hiding for the rest of the match. Keep on fragging monkeys that poop in their own hands and throw it at you, then spew fart juice out of their mouth and melt your face.
That's a little descriptive, man.
Okay. We'll take note, I guess.
Notes taken.
Okay.
Remember to frag all them.
Right. Right. Next one comes from Manman 2007. He says, "Hey, Podtacular, it's Manman 2007 here." Woot. Did I say that long enough? And woot, it's my first post. He has several O's in there. Okay, I thought I'd tell you about the first two maps I made. Number one, I went in the sky bubble and put down loads of walls on the ground and then pushed banshees on them. Basically, everyone gets banshee and has a sky bubble. So I'm assuming this is on sandbox.
This is sandbox, yeah. Yes.
Yes, this is sandbox. Number two, went into the skybox again and made a load of sniper towers. Basically, you snipe your opponents.
Apeponents.
I guess they're. I guess Aponents. This is the land of the apes. Mm. I guess.
They'll spew fart juice at you.
Yes. Basically, you snipe your opponents. These maps are not on my file share at the moment because I have got the red ring. Boo.
Ooh.
Ouch. Okay. This is my first try at this, so here it goes. Keep on fragging truck noobs who shout veto and call the battle rifle the special AR Banshee.
Ooh. Banshee.
Ghost. Banshee or Ghost Driver who hog all the kills in free-for-all. And the dude who thought he would put Red Ring in the Xbox as a joke, then didn't take it out.
That's what she said.
I'm so confused.
He has no respect for grammar.
Signing out.
Yes,
I don't like the and call the battle rifle the special AR. There's no noobs.
Only it's a special assault rifle.
Special AR.
Anyway, next we got here is actually, I think this guy's on my files. He's on my friends list, and it's from OMG. It's Nub, and he writes back, "I'm a first time submitter, so here goes. I made a pretty cool map on Avalanche. It is for Slayer and One Bomb. Well, it's basically a dogfight. I made two frigates on each side of the map, each with an equal amount of flying vehicles that spawn fast. You spawn on the frigate and are supposed to jump into one of the aircraft and attack the opposing team's aircraft. Keep on fragging and keep on trucking. Keep on fragging trucks and folding bikes."
Lots of
don't forget about
bikes.
People. Don't forget about folding bikes.
Yes.
Or right. As he saw it, foil ding-a-jing. I assume
okay.
I meant folding, so I just okay. said folding.
This next one's from Rice Snack Roz. He says, "Hello there, everyone in Podtacular Land. It's Rice Snack Roz, ooh. And I'm here to tell you about my new custom on the Mythic Map Sandbox. It's called Death Tunnel, and I basically got the idea when I found out there was a lower level, and to get down, you have to fall. So what I did is that I placed tube pieces going from where the underground tunnel starts to where the boundary is at the top of the map, and you basically fall continually, and there are vehicles and teleporters that lead back up to the top, and another that leads to shotgun maze in the sky bubble. It's no finished yet, but the original is in my file share. Shout outs to Crypto G Lewis guest, which is me. So thanks for that. And who could not forget the greatest cough cough sniper in the world, Duststorm. You know what I mean. There's some sarcasm there.
Yes, yeah, there is. Okay.
Shall we hear story?
Sure. I'm sure you've played this with me, Captain Planet, but like probably. Whenever we go onto the Griffball court and they just do snipers only.
Oh yes, I remember that.
Yeah, it's those. It's those.
I'm horrible at those games. Where all the kids get their little montage clips, like no scope.
Yeah, I got a Kilimanjaro extermination against the team.
Get pwned.
Or whatever six in a row is.
Mm-hmm.
Kilimanjaro, 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 Kiltrocity.
Yeah, so I think he's referring to that.
Yes.
Anyway, next one comes from Fat Jerky. He says, hey, this is Fat Jerky, and this is my first submission. I have some very helpful tips on how to annoy the hell out of your friends in Forge. This works.
Just go, ah!
This works especially well if your friend is trying to get the skulls. First chance you get, spawn a kill ball and charge after him. This is hilariously funny and will get you the kills. Yours. LOL. Keep on fragging those fraggins who frag the frag out of the other frags. Wow. P.S. I hope this didn't end up in your spam email box. No, it did not.
Unfortunately, it did not. I'm just kidding. Fat Jerky, we love you. I love you. I don't know about everybody else.
At least the chicken kind of illusion. Gotta stay lean. Anyway, we got next year from Stall Me, Please. And he writes in, hey, guys. It is and always will be Stall Me, Please. I got the Mathic.
What was I saying? The Mathic. They're composed of math symbols, like the summation sign.
I got the Mythic Math Pack. And I have a custom. Now, you probably think that it is on Sandbox. And you're right. In the crypt, I use the pipes to make a maze. I think it means it is two stories large and has the Nova FX on it, so it is hard to see. And zombies are after you. It is fast-paced and fun when it is done. I will post it on the forums. Keep on fragging Duststorm's watch. When I gave it back, I dropped it on the ground in front of your apartment, and I scratched the face a tiny bit. My apologies.
It's okay. It's okay.
Is your watch broken yet? Because people are disowning it.
No.
At a very high rate. Okay.
Actually, I don't know if anyone remembered, but he didn't steal the watch I had. He stole a different watch, but I got it back.
Actually, did steal it?
Someone has to be closer. Oh, okay.
No, he did not actually steal it.
Okay. I need to go buy Halo Wars because everybody's playing Sandbox. It's pretty cool, but I don't have it yet.
Yeah, I hate RTSs with a passion, so I don't think I'm going to pick it up.
Sandbox, though, is amazing. Forge map.
That's the only reason I get the Halo Wars for the maps. But anyway.
I spent $80 for Sandbox. $90, I think.
That's when you just go around and sell the game itself on eBay or something.
Yeah. You probably get a lot of money for the map codes.
But no, anyway. I mean the game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So... this next one's from Elite Spartan. It says, hey, Podtacular, it's Elite Spartan 182 submitting again. I made an awesome map on Standoff that's called All Out. And it has four platforms on the gorge of the map. The game type is called LOL. It has two weapons, a rocket, a sniper, and a hidden law enforcer, a.k.a. Sentinel Beam. that is better to use than any other weapon. I'm going to change it a little because sometimes you can spawn off the platforms. It is really a fun map because everybody has the highest overshield possible, so don't expect an easy kill unless they're doors, unless they're dust them. They can both be found in my... Okay. Yeah, there's awkward silence, and I apologize. They can both be found on my file share by the time this airs. Everybody I have played it, with has given me positive feedback on all the aspects. Good luck with the show, and keep on fragging a purple back gorilla that loves to play with the finest yellow bubbles possible. Peace out, and Duststorm, remember to not say any bad words on Xbox Live, because Nene can see all.
Okay.
It's too funny. Oh boy.
Nene is stalking me now too. This sucks.
He's gonna steal your watch.
No, I like my watch. I love my watch. Yeah. Anyway, next one comes from Mr. Smite 62, and he writes a novel here, so I'm gonna try to get through as much of it as I can. He says, "Hey there, Podtac peeps, it's Mr. Smite 62 again. My new gamer tag is BonesJR57. Check my bio soon for an interesting keep on fragging. I have recently just got back to the Halo world 2 weeks ago since I've been playing my new Christmas game, Call of Duty 5, yay, for months. Anyway, to Halo. Guess what? My map isn't on Sandbox or Assembly or Orbital either. Yep, it's on Foundry. Sad face. Tragically, I don't get Halo Wars Limited Edition, so I didn't get the map pack, the game, or the badge. All my friends did, and I'm really mad. Hopefully I'll get it this weekend. Anyways, after my increasingly rising addiction, I made a map on Foundry. That's a copy of a Halo... a COD 5 map. The first Nazi Zombies map. I'm not sure how gameplay is. Human or zombies have the upper hand between the game type, but I suppose it's pretty even, judging by how I forged it. Basically, in the middle of Foundry, there's a big house where the humans spawn. Inside, you start with a pistol. Hey, just like Call of Duty. And there is one flame grenade to your left that never respawns. To your right, there is a mauler that has a very long or no respawn time. Then you can go downstairs to find a pile of shotguns or shotgun ammo that respawns every 180 seconds, 3 minutes, and an SMG with a regular respawn, but only one. The zombies spawn outside with energy swords and 90% speed. Just a tad slower than usual, kind of like round one on Nazi zombies when they just kind of lump towards you. And a low jump to increase your speed, jump and other good stuff like shields and such. Custom power-ups and overshield active camo start spawning in front of the zombie spawns for you to run through. The customs have a long duration of a minute or so, and since you will probably die quickly unless you get everyone to group up and charge downstairs, you'll have it for a duration of your life. The trick to survival is obviously still camping with a shotgun, but with limited ammo and the possibility of having human teammates screaming, I'm going to take the shotgun and ammo! No, I am! No, I am! No, get out of there! And then everyone kills themselves, blah, blah, blah. So make sure you're playing with people you know well or trust teamwork-wise, and separate the guns for survival. Have one guy with shotgun and ammo, the other with Mahler beside him to finish the kill if he doesn't get a headshot, the one guy with an SMG and the rest with pistols sitting back. It'll be up on my file share as soon as possible, and the map is called... Someone want to help me with that?
Night. There's a thing on the right, right next to it.
It's
Night of the Undead in German.
Nachturundoten.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nachturundoten Hot Pocket.
Okay, and the game type is called Call of Duty 5 Zombies or something like that. Here we go. Keep on fragging Nene, who owned 14 folding bikes, then twisted them the wrong way so they broke and threw them at Crypto's Spatula, who got mad at Crypto's Cheese Grater, who grated the bikes in order for the spatula to calm down. Then Chuck Norris came out of nowhere wearing Dustin's referee shirt with the Halo Wars badge, Velcro onto it, and blew them straight to Neverland. Then randomly, obviously, Dr. Octo... Octagompus pops into thin air and screams, Dr. Octagontapus, blah! And everything gets lasered and explodes. The end. Thanks, Podtacular, and see you next time. Mr. Schmite signing off.
Mr. Schmite.
How did Chuck Norris get my referee shirt? That's what I want to know.
It's Chuck Norris, that's why. Because he beat Chuck. He's Chuck. Chucky.
I do what I want.
I'm Chuck Norris. I do what I want.
Whatever, I do what I want.
Wow. Never mind.
Next is Wow, I'm an Idiot, which I think he should change his name. But whatever. Hey, Podtacular, it's Wow, I'm an Idiot with my first submission. I'm here to inform you about the first ever racetrack on Sandbox. This racetrack is on the Skybox, so if you fall off, you will die. Anyway, there are 8 monkeys at the start of the map on top of the racetrack. You hop on one of these and take off. Next, you will go up a big ramp with manned cannons so you can get to the other side. When you land, you will most likely run into the shield doors that are there so you won't fall off. Most likely. Hopefully you don't fall. then you will have to take 2 turns, a little one and then a wider one. After those turns, you will have to take a little jump and then a bigger jump. So it's a small turn, big turn, then a small jump, little jump, big jump. It also has man cannons so you can get across. The bigger jump is where most people fall off of the racetrack. After that, it's pretty much a straight way with one very tight turn at the end that leads back to the monkeys. I didn't make this map. It was featured on Halo 3 Forges from Machinima at, youtube.com. It's in the show notes if you want the actual URL. The Forgers were Ego Dude and Killer 2000. And he also put the file share link in his submission, so check that out. It's called Preview. Shouts out to MCR90214, Salvador18, High Pudding, and BJ Blakely, and TBH Epic Cookie. Keep on fragging trucks who have their own pair of anus armor and wear it every day to work. Because trucks wear armor to work.
Okay. This next one's from Rabid Moose SG. Hey guys, riding in for the Customs and Creation Show. Die or Ride is an infection map on Sandtrap. The humans spawn under the crashed human transport with many mongooses. The zombies spawn across the map on top of one of the towers. The humans are armed with BRs and shotguns, while the alpha zombies are armed with energy swords and plasma pistols. The humans have standard shields, speed, and gravity, and the zombies have high speed, no shields, and low gravity. The humans mount on the mongooses and drive around the map to the human base. The base is next to the stone structure farthest from the mongoose spawn. The base is surrounded by barricades and holds every spawnable warthog and 2 scorpions. When the humans arrive at the base, they can go inside and grab ARs and snipers or move on to the warthogs. Once in the warthogs, the only goal is to survive by driving around the outside of the map. You must move quickly to avoid both zombies and sand traps landmines. The alpha zombies can use their plasma pistols to disable warthogs. However, standard zombies are not armed with plasma pistols. There are other secrets in this map that are... I'm the best! Standard zombies are not armed with plasma pistols. There are other secrets to this map, but I'll let you discover them yourselves. Keep on fragging people who can't spell.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very nice. North.
Well, thanks everyone for submitting stuff for the show.
Okay. You can send in your comments and submissions to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going and for actual content. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in your submissions for next week's show.
He just took my line.
I thought you were
I don't think we're there yet, buddy.
Whoa.
Oh. Edit.
Whoa!
Oh,
where the fire at, son? Jeez, where the fire at?
There was awkward silence. I had to talk.
It's cool. Nah, that's cool. It's cool. Yeah, I'll just. Bubbles.
You are the guest. You can mess. No, we will not edit that out. Actually, I don't do the editing, so I don't know.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show, which is
I get
week.
My part. Woo-hoo. I get my part. Woo. Be sure to check out our website at www.podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways for you to make friends and play Halo, as well as many of the games. Some cool people like, you know, Captain Planet here, you know. Some cool people.
I'm not fat. I'm a loser.
Stay
in my mom's basement.
Am I supposed to agree with
I've got no air. How can I read the submissions if no air?
No air.
There's no time. I don't have no air. Pod Tackle is over. How am I supposed to get my Halo fix on? No!
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Pod Tackler, whether it's working on our
community.
How can I
phone the news with no Pod Tackler?
Contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill. Following us on Twitter or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do without you.
Get on, BK. Feeling lucky, BK.
Check out the other shows.
They are coming, the BKs.
Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, GamerTag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, JVB Show, Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com, and Destructoid.
Coming up for next week's show is, I believe it's the Tales in the Foxhole shows, Collins and Tales in the Foxhole.
Yes.
Hosted by... me. When the submission invitation appears using the big red
You don't
button,
read that
so,
part.
A.K.A. It doesn't say don't read on the show notes, so I'm reading it. So when you see the big green button on there, click it, submit.
It's always up there.
Custom rights on there to say for you to submit on and choke on it.
Anyway, next week's show is... Yes, next week's show is Collins and Tales from the Foxhole. And since Kronk is no longer with us, poor Kronk, we're gonna give Chucky a go at it and see how well he does.
Chucky J.
He doesn't
the
get
the Chuckster, the Chuckmeyer, Chuck Finster. It's Chucky.
It's Chucksky. Owski.
Oh snap.
Yeah, he doesn't get enough credit due anyway, so we're gonna try to get him a little more active.
Chucky's pretty fly.
Chuck.
The fly guy.
Pretty fly for a Chucky guy. Chucky's my home dog, yo. Me and Chucky get down in the ATL, you know. What's up?
Cool.
What's up?
Cool. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in to another episode. And until next time, I am Duststorm.
I am your master, a.k.a. Genius.
And I am Captain Planet, and I will not be on the next show, so you guys have that to look forward to.
You can tell him that. You should say, I'm your hero.
He's a hero.
No. I'll take pollution on the hero. Maybe.
You will. Okay. But you better call Obama. I think he's looking for it. I think he's looking for it.
Oh, wow.
There's only one thing left to say.
Yes, I see it now.
First one's Caden.
Yep.
Sweet. G. Lewis, how about you?
What?
Right board. Snap. Double time.
People are making a hot fuck. Can we make the "Wow, I'm an idiot" guy change his gamer tag? Cheers.
You know what will give you gas is broccoli.
I like broccoli though.
So do I. But I had broccoli for like a week and a half straight. Boy, did you not want to be around me. It was bad. It was really bad.
I don't know why kids make such a little fuss about it. I like broccoli.
I like broccoli.
I like steamed broccoli.
Oh, that stuff is great.
It's really good. And not so steamed where it's like mushy, but like not too hard either.
Like right. Fine, like the fine crisp. Crisp.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an art. Cooking broccoli is an art.
Same thing with cauliflower.
Yes.
And beans.
Cauliflower is like broccoli's retarded cousin, but it still tastes good.
Such a British accent.
I got a British accent for making pastries.
Your British accent fails.
Hey, I'm gonna go eat a crumpet, and then I'm gonna go take my tea time, because I'm British. Crumpets.
Crumpets and tea.
Most stereotypical British stuff.
Yes, indeed.
I think I would try a crumpet. I'm gonna try a crumpet. Like, I have a friend who makes crumpets at his house.
Crumpets and tea?
Yeah, I don't like tea, though. It's like someone just took water and heated it up, and they're like, oh, it's magic.
Oh, it's magic. You're magic. It's great.
I like songs and music. I like singing the music.
Singing to the music.
I try to memorize Jonas Brothers songs in a free time. You know.
She's my princess, I'm your prince.
That's my guitar impression. A solo.
You like one of those warning notices on there? It's like,
in hot pocket, there is no injury or death.
I hope they don't go that far.
People draw pepperoni from the black market, so do not blame us if you were killed.
I like to kill jokes in my free time, too.
The sniper headshot.
I'm big crack to joke. That's too much. My name is Aaron, and I've been killing jokes for 6 months now.
It's like in a rehab.
I try to keep my mouth shut, but I just can't help myself sometimes.
Wait, listen to this. Today I decided to tell my mom about my choice to wait to have sex until after marriage. Coming from a very Christian family, I thought my mom would be too proud. Instead, she laughed and said, "Is that your excuse for not being able to get laid?" And walked out
Wow.
That's some of these ideas made up.
But that's still funny.
Yeah.
To the podcast, brother, we're getting ready to tell you about the newest Halo information and news, tips and tricks and everything else. Halo, brother, you better listen, brother. Yeah, yeah, the Hulkamaniac, yeah, yeah.
You got a girlfriend.
Oh, no, you did, yeah.
See how I changed the mood there?
Yeah,
I went from being hardcore to kind of...
This week on the GamerCast Network. On the next episode of Destructoid's Podcastle, Jim Roundhouse kicks a space dinosaur's head clean off, while Lauren and Wardrox almost defeat Chuck Norris in a game of Trivial Pursuit. Check out Gamertag Radio for the perfect blend of music and video games. Tune in to Podtacular for all the news from the unofficial Halo universe. Tune in to Uncle Gamer Radio for their own special brand of humor. Podtoid will be discussing Bioshock 2 rumors, HD remixes, and whether the ability to do something in a game is an endorsement of bad action. On the Sarcastic Gamer PlayStation podcast, there's some Killzone 2 hate circling the internet. What reasons could somebody possibly have to hate this wonderful game? Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more. GamerCastNetwork.com.